This is Voice Office Baby.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another podcast, Voice BV, on the topic Ethics in Clinical Research. This topic is the need for the hour, as bioethics has become a part of our medical curriculum and is one of the gray areas which is usually neglected. The word ethics is derived from the Greek word ethos, which means character, and reflects human interactions with nature and its fellow beings on their freedom, responsibility, and justice. Ethics in clinical research focuses largely on identifying and implementing acceptable conditions for exposure of selected individuals to risks and burden for the benefit of the society as a whole. Formulation of ethical guidelines for conducting human experiment was mandated witnessing the inhuman behavior of study subjects during the conduct of the research experiment in earlier days. Science rush during the World War II, wherein research experiments were conducted on soldiers and prisoners, inflicting harm both physically and mentally. All the insane experiments by the Nazis in their concentration camps were considered barbaric and brutal. In some of their dreadful experiments, the prisoners were kept in freezing water, compression chambers, high altitudes, and inflicting gunshot injuries and inoculating infections to see how the body responds to such adverse conditions. Death would be the endpoint of all these experiments, and if not, they will be subjected to antemortem dissections to study the body changes. These inhumane practices stunned the whole world and were the cornerstone for the formulation of the Nuremberg Code of 1947, which was the first international treatise on ethics of research on humans, which emphasized the necessity of obtaining voluntary consent, ability to withdraw from the study, and ban such studies which can cause potential harm to the participants. With no honor to the Nuremberg Code, some researchers continued to abuse and exploit patients for their research needs. Example, the Willowbrook State Study on the natural course of infective hepatitis in children, and Jewish Chronic Disease Hospital study to understand body's ability to reject cancer cells.
This is Voice Office BV.
To put an end to these intolerable unethical practices, the World Medical Association developed a set of guidelines and rules primarily to safeguard the rights and well-being of the participants. This was later known as the Declaration of Helsinki, which has undergone 7 revisions since its inception. Governed by 32 principles, it mainly stresses voluntary informed consent, scientific reason for a study, vulnerable population, confidentiality of data, and the need for an ethics committee for reviewing and approving the study. The Belmont's report of the US following the unethical behavior in the Tuskegee syphilis study laid the foundation of regulation of ethics and research on human subjects in the US, which speaks on informed consent, assessment of risk versus benefit, and unbiased selection of participants. In order to curb the exploitation of developed and underdeveloped countries by the pharmaceutical industries to conduct research experiments, the World Health Organization and the Council of International Organizations of Medical Sciences, that is CIOMS, have put forth the International Ethical Guideline for Biomedical Research Involving Human Subjects. This document stresses on ethical issues like consent, vulnerable population, appropriate inducement, therapeutic misconception, and post-trial access. Coming to Indian scenario, the ethical regulations in India took its shape only in the early 80s, and the ICMR, with its release of policy statement on ethical consideration involving research on human subjects, was the first in kind which mandated establishment of ethics committee in all research institutions or centers. Initially, this was not taken seriously by the Indian researchers who continued with their unethical experiments. This urged the regulatory body to come up with rigorous guidelines to streamline research involving humans, which was called as Ethical Guidelines of Biomedical Research on Human Subjects, published in the year 2000. This got incorporated into Schedule Y of Drugs and Cosmetic Acts of 1940 and became a mandate document for all research on human subjects. Since then, it has undergone three revisions, and the latest being the National Ethical Guidelines of Biomedical Research Involving Human Participants, published in the year 2017. This guideline has elaborated the four basic principles, that is, the pillars of ethics, namely autonomy, beneficence, maleficence, and justice, by inducting 12 principles which are considered necessary for ethically sound study. Principles of essentiality, voluntariness, non-exploitation, social responsibility, ensuring privacy and confidentiality, risk minimization, professional competence, maximization of benefit, transparency, totality of responsibility, etc., were some of these principles. It is the researcher and the stakeholder's responsibility to protect the dignity, rights, safety, and well-being of all the participants enrolled in the study. Ethics committee will look into the matters like informed consent process, vulnerability, adequacy of infrastructure and facilities, risk-benefit ratios, plan to maintain confidentiality, and plan to post-trial access and compensation, apart from their routine work like review and approval of the protocols. Ethics in clinical research in India has undergone significant evolution, and if there is a question, are we following them? The answer would be no. This is because these guidelines are just recommendations and are not law, unlike countries like US and European nations. Another reason is lack of adequate training in fundamentals of ethics. It is a welcome move by the NMC to induct bioethics in the undergraduate medical curriculum, which is the need for the hour when it comes to patient care and clinical research. Finally, I conclude by saying, practice leads to perfection, and perfection leads to succession. Let's make India a competent and credible place for ethical research. Jai Hind.
This is Voice of SBB.